Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike, here with episode 5 of Notes from the Dojo, talking about finding that motivation some days. And yesterday, I had 3.5 hours on the schedule, and it was gray and not nice out. And I went outside, I had to run down to the post office and actually use the real world Wi-Fi, get off the farm and connect with human beings via video. I had a call with my mentor through the Simon School where I went to grad school. And as I'm down there, as I was leaving the house, like the wind just hit and I was like, oh man, this is that like kind of bone chilling wind. I knew it was gonna be in the high 40s. Yeah, it was more like 40. There's definitely a difference there. Everybody that rides knows that difference. And I'm down there doing my Zoom call in the car, actually in a truck because my car battery died, which was awesome. And just one of those days, right? It starts to rain. I'm like, oh man, I hope the roads don't get wet. And I've got to do 3.5 hours and I don't really want to do this. And it would just be better if I stayed inside today. And I was on a rest week. So part of me was like, maybe I just need more rest. And this is a fork in the road where you need to ask yourself, do you need more rest? Or are you just feeling that sluggish feeling from the rest week? And one thing I've been experimenting with this rest week is really cutting the intensity, but keeping some of the volume. Because for the amount that I ride, like if I do a 1 hour recovery ride, that's basically like sleeping because most of my rides are 3.5 to 4 hours during the week. So I was like, man, maybe a recovery ride really should be like 2 hours because there's something to be said for that really light muscle contraction happening over and over and over again, even if it's not super stressful. So I come back to the house and I just was thinking, yeah, maybe I'll just can it. And then I thought, you know what? There are probably 5 people faster than me that are saying the same exact thing today. And probably 2 of them are gonna can it. So maybe this is the day that I get out there. And even though I'm not doing like a stress-inducing big ride, it's a ride that is on the schedule. It's part of my hours for the year. You know, if we're always cutting time, like it adds up so much. If you're always cutting your 2 hour ride to 1.5 hours, now if you're indoors, that's one thing. There's mental matches at play. But if you're always just cutting time to cut time, I mean, you're missing out on training time. And that's when a lot of people that are like, how do I get faster? I ride more. But it's got to be in a slow, progressive manner. Like, look at your yearly hours. But we're going macro and micro here back and forth. But it comes down to some days you just need to find that motivation and be like, you know what? I'm going to freaking do this ride. So I came back and I told myself, I'm going to go for 1 hour. And I went outside and I was like, damn, it's pretty chilly out here. And I wasn't thinking that it was going to rain. Thank God it wasn't, because I don't know if I honestly would have had to summon that motivation. That's a whole nother, when it's 40 and rain, that's to me some of the worst, just because your hands are definitely going to get cold. And so I left and I start rolling down the road and I was actually like, man, I feel pretty good actually now that I get going here. And like that sluggish feeling, you know, 5-10 minutes in is kind of gone. And you're feeling just that the blood flow or whatever's going on in your body. Eventually you're gonna get some endorphins. And about 1 hour in, it starts to like sprinkle. And I'm like, this isn't the best sign. And the other thing that I did was I went a totally different route. Since it was an endurance ride and I wasn't worried about any intervals, I actually went into town and left town like through like the south side. I usually meander around that. So that added like a little different stimulus to the ride, a little bit more adventure. I think that's another thing, like take the route that you love or that you want to explore when you're not feeling like super pumped to ride, but you make yourself go do it. And honestly, once I got rolling, I was like, you know what? As long as it doesn't pour on me, I'm going to get this time in. And I ended up doing 3.5. I think it was 3:33 maybe. Somebody can call me out if I'm lying. It's on Strava. But I did the time. I felt really good for doing it. I felt really good afterwards. You know, I want to experiment with this new rest week idea for myself. And if I had skipped the ride, it kind of would have ruined the whole thing. But honestly, don't cut the time short. if you really want to get better. If you have other things going on in your life, that's fine. Like, we're all super busy. If you have a job, if you're married, if you have a family, if you're in school, if you have any of those things, you're busy. There's very few people sitting around twiddling their thumbs wondering, geez, I wish I knew what I wish I had something to do right now, right? Like, just, it's an endless list of things. But if getting better at cycling is a priority of yours and something that you really want, carve out the time. And just as I always use the example, hey, if you go from training 8 hours a week to 9 and you do that consistently, you're going to automatically increase your training 12.5%. Think about it the other way. If you always cut your 2 hour ride to 1.5 hours, that's even worse over time, right? If it says 4 hours on the weekend and you do 3:15, like, ha, my friends did 3, I'm good. Get that leg up. I mean, those are the times. And I was thinking, you know what? It's crappy out today. There's probably 5 other cyclists that are better than me that are thinking I might can it. And maybe one of them does and they don't ride. So now I just got a little step closer to leveling up. I got a little step closer to being where I want to be. You know, control what you can control. So you can't control what they're doing, but you can control what you're doing. And you get out there, force some smiles. Like, they show that smiling releases endorphins. Actually physically smiling makes you feel good. Like, get on your bike, look at the crappy weather, and just smile and be grateful that we're worried about riding a freaking bicycle in the cold. Just go do it. It's worth it. So yeah, I think I had more from the dojo than that, but I think it's really harness that motivation somehow. And you got to find what works for you. I'd actually love to hear what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Shoot me a note, and whether on Instagram or on email, Brendan@evokebike or @BrendanHausler on IG. And I hope you have a great day and are motivated and crush it.